to Luke chapter 23. I'll get there in just a minute. It'll take me just a minute, but Luke 23. And then you might just keep your Bible open and handy. We're going to be reading several passages of Scripture tonight. I want to talk about baptism. I always do this, and I know probably you know everything that I'm going to say tonight. You could get up here and lead the service and do the same thing. But I think it's important when we have a baptism service that we talk about it and try to understand as much as we can about it. The first thing, the most important thing that I emphasize with everybody who is a baptism candidate is that baptism does not save you. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Salvation comes only through Jesus Christ. We know, the Bible teaches us that everybody has sinned. Everybody is a sinner. And because of that sin, we are condemned because of our sin to eternal death and hell. And the only way to be released from that condemnation, there had to be a sacrifice. And that sacrifice had to be perfect and sinless. And since no human being was perfect and sinless, God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ. And He died on the cross of Calvary. He gave Himself as that sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, so that by His blood our sins could be forgiven. And so He offers us the gift of salvation. And we're saved by Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, and only by Him. And that salvation is a gift simply that we receive. We don't earn it. We don't pay for it. You could be baptized every Sunday and still not be saved. Baptism certainly does not save us. However, Christians should be baptized. Jesus gave us the example of baptism and commanded us, told us to follow His example. So we should be baptized. Now, I've had, throughout the years, I've had some questions about people who get saved and through illness or some other such thing don't have the opportunity to be baptized. And I have loved ones come to me after they've passed away and ask me, and they're worried that their loved one didn't get to go to heaven because even though they were saved, they weren't baptized. Baptism does not save you. Salvation comes by Jesus Christ, and we go to heaven because we're saved. In Luke chapter 23, where I had you turn, we're going to start reading in verse 39. This is the story. This is the time when Jesus is on the cross, giving Himself as a sacrifice for our sins. And you remember that there were two, the Bible calls them thieves or malefactors, that were crucified with Jesus. And one of them and Jesus have some interaction, and that's what I want to read, starting Luke chapter 23, starting in verse 39. "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other malefactor, the other thief," malefactor just means criminal, "but the other answering rebuked Him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Obviously, the thief who died on the cross with Jesus had no opportunity to be baptized. He was nailed to the cross. He was saved. He accepted Christ as his Savior. He admitted that he was a sinner. He said, I'm deserving what I get because of what I've done. And he asked for mercy, asked Jesus to remember him. So he asked for mercy, for forgiveness. Jesus forgave him, but he was nailed to the cross. So he had no opportunity to be baptized. And yet Jesus told him, today you'll be with me in paradise. It is salvation through Jesus Christ that takes us to heaven, not baptism. We should be, certainly if we have the opportunity, but it is not essential for our salvation or for us to go to heaven. Throughout the book of Acts, we're given examples of people who are baptized. In Acts chapter 8, it talks about the Ethiopian eunuch. who was baptized. Philip baptized him. And if you read through that passage, I'm not going to take the time to right now. But if you'll read through that passage, you'll find that Philip and the eunuch both, the Bible says, went down into the water. That's one of the reasons we baptized by immersion. I'll mention that in just a minute. In Acts chapter 10, there were a group of Gentile converts to Christianity who were baptized. And then in Acts chapter 16, and I want to read this passage as well. This is when Paul and Silas are in jail. They're singing and praising the Lord, and you're going to find out here in just a minute that at midnight their shackles fall off of them. They're set free. The doors of the prison are open, and the keeper of the prison then has some questions for them. So Acts chapter 16, verse 25, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. In ancient times, in particular under Roman rule, because he had allowed, or at least he thought he had allowed the prisoners to escape, his life would be required. And so he was just simply going to kill himself because he knew that would be the result. Verse 28, but Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And so those in his household also believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. The keeper of the prison washed Paul and Silas's stripes. And then he, the keeper of the prison, was baptized, he and all of his straightway. So we see that salvation comes first. Belief in Jesus Christ comes first. And then baptism follows. In Matthew chapter 3, we find that Jesus was baptized. This is a little bit unusual because we are baptized to show that our sins have been forgiven. Jesus, of course, never sinned, so he didn't have any sins to be forgiven. Yet he gave us the example of baptism in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, or he allowed him to be baptized. This is the example that Jesus left us, and this is why we say, pastors say, Christians say, that all Christians should be baptized. Jesus was, and so we should be as well. Baptism is a public testimony of what has taken place privately, and that is simply that the blood of Jesus Christ has washed away our sins so that the water washes away, and then that we have been raised to new life so that we come up out of the water raised to new life. And when I say we, I mean Free Will Baptist, baptized by immersion. That is that the person goes all the way under. Toby's tall. And I told him, I said, listen, when I get you under there tonight, if I start to lose you, I'm just going to drop you and let you go. He said, well, what happens if I just grab him and we both go down? And I said, I'm just going to drop you and let you go. I don't want to go down with him. Actually, I think I said we'd both get real wet, but... there's symbolism in the immersion. I know there are other denominations who baptize in different manners, but there's symbolism in the immersion of a believer underwater. In Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 3, I'm going to read several verses here and then try to go back and talk about them a little bit. Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 3. And know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. He said, if we have been buried with Him by baptism, and then He also said, if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death. Jesus Christ gave His life on the cross of Calvary. We mentioned that. Then He was buried in a tomb. He was planted in the ground. 3 days later, the Bible records and history records that Jesus rose from the dead. He came up out of the tomb, out of the ground. He was raised. And so baptism by immersion symbolizes the death of the old man, the sinful man. When we confess our sins and ask Jesus to forgive us, the old sinful man dies, and so we bury him. We put him under the water. And then we are raised up out of the water as Jesus was raised up out of the ground. The Bible says to new life. Now, Christians aren't perfect. I don't know of any Christian who has ever achieved perfection, and we certainly aren't. But we try, we do the best that we can, and we're raised to new life to live differently than we did before. We don't act like we did before we got saved. We don't say the things we said before we got saved. We're a different person. We're a new person. We're raised to new life. So we do our best then to obey God and follow God and be obedient to God. We're going to mess up. We're going to make mistakes. When we do, we tell God what we've done. We confess again even our sin, and He forgives us instantly, immediately. I'm not suggesting that we've lost our salvation when we commit one sin. But when we commit a sin as Christians, we need to confess that and receive forgiveness for that sin as well. I'm going to take just a minute to pray here this evening. I visited with Toby about baptism, as I do with everyone before they come to be baptized. Toby has accepted Christ as his Savior. I'm not going to say too much because he might say something. But I want to give everybody here tonight a chance to sort of... When we do communion service and when we do a baptism service, it's a good chance for everybody to sort of examine our lives and see or make sure where we stand with the Lord. So would you bow your heads for just a moment this evening? If you would honestly say, just confess even to yourself this evening, that perhaps truly your heart is not right with God, that you are a sinner. Maybe you've never confessed Jesus Christ as your Savior. Maybe you've never asked Him to forgive you of your sins, and you'd like to do that tonight. Maybe at some time in your life you have, but you've sort of let your sins accumulate once again, and you need to renew that commitment with God. If you would like to do that this evening, you can do that right where you are, right where you sit. You simply pray this prayer quietly. You don't have to. Nobody else has to hear you. Only God needs to hear. And so you confess and you say, Father, I confess to you that I'm a sinner, that there's sin in my life, and I ask you, Father, to forgive me of all of my sin. I want to be a new person. I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, heads bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody's looking except for me, and I will not embarrass you in any way. But if you prayed that prayer, would you slip your hand up quickly tonight as a testimony, anyone at all? Very quickly. I won't call you by name. I won't ask you to come forward. Anyone this evening? Thank you. All right, Toby, if you will... go get suited up. Betty, if you'll come. Rocky, if you'll get Shara. We'll get this started.
let's sing As the Deer first, if I can. Number 28 in your red book.
So my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. My brother, even though you are a king, I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit.
All right, Toby has a few words he'd like to say this evening.
I thank you, everybody, for showing up to my baptism. And I want to thank the Lord for helping me stay on this right, righteous path. And for my wife and my son, I want to be a good example to them and to show them that, you know, I'm ready to be a better person with the Lord. And show my family that I'm right with God. I thank you.
It is my privilege to baptize Toby in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, let's do that last verse of that song.
I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. Desire, and I long to worship thee.
Okay, now we're going to sing Where He Leads, I'll Follow. It's 379 in your hymnal.
Follow, follow all the way. Trust in His promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior and thy soul is secure. Where He leads, I'll follow. Follow all the way. Where He leads, I'll follow. Follow Jesus every day.
Just in time.
Okay, I have one more song I want to sing tonight, and then we'll be dismissed. I do thank you for coming. Get this book here. Turn to page. I'll tell you. Number 238. Larry, it's Oh How He Loves You and Me. Cheryl was playing this evening before service. Just sounded so good. I wanted to sing it. I was going to have Betty do it, and she got down here before I could stop her. 238. We'll sing it twice.
Oh, how He loves you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. He gave His love.
Thank you for coming this evening. Toby is going to go back at the back with me and stand so you can come by and shake his hand. If you'll stand, we'll be dismissed.